This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the government is ready to promote women's entrepreneurship. Proposal on reconsidering citizenship bill approved by the House of Representatives. And bombing at Afghan capital Kabul mosque kills 21 people, including prominent cleric. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the government will provide all possible support to promote women's entrepreneurship and employment in the country itself. Prime Minister Deoba emphasized the need to strengthen the economy by making women self-employed at the Women's Entrepreneurs Federation program today. Prime Minister Deoba said that the role of the private sector is important in the economic development of the country and said that production in Nepal should be increased to create an export-oriented environment, and the government would support the promotion of industries based on indigenous skills and raw materials. A proposal seeking reconsideration on the Nepal Citizenship First Amendment Bill 2079 has been approved by the House of Representatives today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari had returned the bill along with a message to the House of Representatives for reconsideration. The proposal was tabled in the House of Representatives meeting today by Home Minister Balkrishna Khad. The meeting approved the proposal with a majority. Discussions on the proposal are on in the lower house of the federal parliament at present. The bill, designed to amend the Nepal Citizenship Act 2063, was sent to the president on August 1st for authentication in accordance with Article 113(2) of the Constitution of Nepal after it was passed by the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. President Bhandari on August 14th returned the bill to the House of Representatives, citing that the parliament needed to reconsider it. The parliament has the agenda of passing the Nepal Citizenship First Amendment Bill 2079 today itself. Also, Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, presented the 14th annual report of the National Women Commission at the meeting. Three people were killed when a passenger bus hit an auto rickshaw along the east-west highway in Rautahat, Chandrapur municipality. A passenger bus headed to Sarlahi's Bailbas from Kathmandu and the auto rickshaw collided at 4:30 a.m. today. According to Chandranigahapur police office, three people died out of four in the auto rickshaw. The deceased have been identified as Dhak Bahadur Lungeli Magar, Prem Thada Magar and the auto driver Ravi Magar, who are residents of Sarlahi too. The police have taken the bus and the driver into custody for further investigation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A huge explosion has ripped through a crowded mosque in Afghan capital Kabul, killing 21 people. Kabul police spokesperson said Khalid Jardan said another 33 people were injured. Yesterday's blast occurred during evening prayers. The mosque imam is reported to be among the dead. It is unclear who was behind the attack, a week after a prominent so-called Islamic State militants killed a pro-Taliban cleric in a suicide bomb blast, also in Kabul. A US-led invasion toppled the previous Taliban government, which had hosted Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan following the 9/11/2001 terrorist attack in the United States. Since regaining power, the former insurgents have faced a crippling economic crisis as the international community, which does not recognize the Taliban government, froze funding to the country. The United States has announced that they will begin formal trade negotiations with Taiwan weeks after a controversial visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Office of U.S. Trade Representative has said the first round of talks is expected to begin in the early fall. The discussion will include talks on trade facilitation, digital trade and anti-corruption standards. Relations between U.S. and China have been increasingly tense following Mrs. Pelosi's visit. Trade between the U.S. and Taiwan was worth nearly $106 billion U.S. dollars in 2020. The announcement comes as China launched its largest ever military exercises around Taiwan after Mrs. Pelosi's visit earlier in August. Beijing sees the self-governing island as its own renegade territory that must be united with the mainland. However, Taiwan is a self-ruled island that sees itself as distinct from the mainland. Chinese authorities are attempting to induce rainfall in parts of central and southwest China amid a severe drought and record-breaking heat wave. The Yangtze River, Asia's longest waterway, is now at record low levels. In some stretches, there has been less than half the usual rainfall. National Climate Center said 2 months-long heat wave is the longest on record in China. According to local media, provinces around the drought-stricken Yangtze River have turned to cloud seeding operation to combat the lack of rain, with Hubei and a number of other provinces launching rockets carrying chemicals into the sky. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country today, with chances of light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms. According to the division, light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Lumbini and Karnali provinces and at a few places in the remaining provinces. Issuing a 24-hour bulletin, the division requested to adopt precautions as heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning has been predicted at one or two places of Gandaki province, which is likely to cause soil erosion, landslide and an increase in water level in rivulets and rivers, as well as affecting the daily life and transport services. The weather across the country will remain partly to generally cloudy tonight, with the possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at a few places of Province No. 1, Madhes and Sudhir Pashim provinces, and at one or two places of the remaining provinces. Similarly, for tomorrow, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces will witness generally cloudy weather, while the sky in other provinces will remain partly cloudy. Light to moderate rainfall is likely to take place at some places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces and a few places in the remaining provinces tomorrow. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is a possibility of heavy rain with thunderstorms and lightning at one or two places in Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of the federal capital Kathmandu is recorded at 21.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 30.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the government is ready to promote women's entrepreneurship. Proposal on reconsidering citizenship bill approved by the House of Representatives. And bombing at Afghan capital Kabul mosque kills 21 people, including prominent cleric. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.